Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, join on in, Father. We thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, right now, I declare and decree that this atmosphere has been energized by your anointing. Father, you said that the anointing is the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Woo! The yoke is destroyed because of your anointing. High glory. And Father, I declare and decree that the anointing goes through the airways, through the technology, through the internet, onto iPhones and Androids and laptops and tablets and desktops. And Father, whatever medium, Father, social media that the platforms are going forth in, Father, I declare and decree that this word will not be hindered or interrupted. Father, I declare and decree that this word, high glory, shall go forth and it shall hit the mark in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare and decree it shall reach and hit the mark in Jesus' mighty name. Can I say that one more again? It's going to hit the mark in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I declare and decree right now, Lord God, high glory, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning, when God, our glory, decided to change what he saw in the universe, he said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then he says to those that would receive him, the Word, he gave to them the power to become the sons of God. See, your sons. Oh, okay. See? You are sons of God. You're not serving slaves. You are sons of God. God didn't create you to be a servant or slave. He created you to have dominion over everything that he created. Oh my God, see? Okay, there we go. I'm gonna say it again. God created you to have dominion, authority, and dominion over everything he created. Can I say that one more again? Is that okay? God created you to have dominion over everything he created. Oh my God. Woo, goodness. Ah, glory. Ooh, my God. Okay. Oh my God, see? Oh my God, see, that's it right there. See, you thought that the devil was just more powerful than you. No, that's not the case. The case is when God gave you dominion, he needed you to understand dominion comes from being a son. High glory. I'm going to say it again. Dominion comes from being a son. A son. I'm going to say it again. A son. Oh, my God. I'm going to say it again. A son. You are a son. You are a son. You are a son. See, I got to get this in your spirit. You are a son of God, and you have dominion and authority over everything around you in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Well, listen, let's go to the word real quick. Eh, 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 eh. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In the priceless and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, grab your Bibles, your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, or your water, whatever it is that you drink in the morning, and let's go to the Word. Now, listen, we are in this time and season, okay, that we are in this season connection of 5784, which is God's calendar year, okay, which happens at Rosh Hashanah. His new year starts at Rosh Hashanah, which is in between September and October on our calendar, okay? And then he said that in 5784, which is his calendar year, he said that this would be the season of favor and the greater in your life. And favor, from the word Psalms 5, verse 12, for you, O Lord, will bless, empower the righteous with favor, and you will compass, you will surround him or submerge him with this favor like a shield. And then you say in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9, that the glory of this latter house. Now remember what the word says. Paul said that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within you. So we are the house. We are the church. It's not the building. The word says that God is not found in things built by man. So he's not found in the brick and the mortar. He's found in you, okay? So that the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, and said the Lord of hosts, and in this place, in you, will I give peace, saith the Lord. So this is going to be a season of peace. It's going to be a season of favor, multiplication, increase, and the greater, you're going to expand. Everything about you is going to increase and grow. And then he said in 2024, which is man's calendar, January 1st, he said that this would be your season of obedience to new beginnings. Okay, according to Ezekiel chapter 36. And for time's sake, he says that, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 23. And it says, and I will, verse 24. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all your countries and bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. And I will, a new heart will I also give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the hard, stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my word, and you shall dwell in the land that I gave your fathers. So when you understand that it's going to be used walking in the obedience of God's word and purpose for your life. Good morning, Chet and Martha. When you understand this, when we get the understanding that you're not operating in God's kingdom as a servant slave that has no right or connection to the inheritance from God. So you have to understand that God is your father. He's called Elohim. He's the creator and father. Elohim, which means creator, it means father, okay? Abba. He says that I have given you the adoption of sons. So where you can call me Abba, father. Abba in the Greek means father. So he's our father. Jesus said, pray like this, our father. So see, it's in the word, but the enemy has tried to keep us ignorant to the truth, okay? Because the Bible says, okay, here we go. You shall know, okay. John chapter 8, verse 32. I got to get out of here real quick. I got a few minutes. John chapter 8, verse 32. And when you get there, someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Good morning, Corey. John chapter 8, verse 32. And we'll probably go, yeah. And we'll start at verse 31. Okay. It says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him. Remember, John chapter 1, verse 12 says, to those that received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. So to the Jews that believed on him, if you continue where? In my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And so he wasn't done talking. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh my God. See, you shall know the truth. You shall have an understanding. This word know in the Greek is the ginoseko of God, which means learn, know, get knowledge, perceive, to become known, to understand, to have an intimate relationship and acquaintance with. So when you get an intimate relationship with the word, you shall know, you shall have intimacy with the truth. Now this word truth in the Greek is the aletheia of God, which means what is true under any consideration or any circumstance. Woo, my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. See, so when you understand that it's true, no matter where, when you use it or apply it, okay, you shall know this truth, and the knowledge, the understanding of this truth makes you free. See, God doesn't have to do anything when you get understanding, because the Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. See, the devil can't do anything to stop you when you get understanding. Oh my gosh. The devil can only steal, kill, and destroy what you don't understand. So this is why our job as the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher, our job is to teach you with clarity and understanding so you can go home and apply the knowledge and understanding in your life. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Oh, come on now. I want you to get this. So when you understand that in this season, you are going to be listening for the voice of God in your life. So as he speaks and you obey, okay. Here we go. Isaiah chapter 1, and we're going to end here for today. Isaiah chapter 1. Okay. He says, verse 18 and 19. Okay. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Okay. And he says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It's conditional. If you be willing and obedient. So when you allow, listen, when you align yourself with the will of God for the purpose path for your life, and you execute the instructions, you shall eat the good of the land. Look at verse 20. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured. Now, it's not God trying to keep us in line like a slave master. He says, I give you a choice. If I give you instructions through the word and you change, you make the change. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay? Then you shall eat the good of the land. That's where we're going this week. See, you're going to understand why you went from in debt to out of debt and in millionaire status before the year is out. Oh, come on now. I see, I'm prophesying to you right now. I'm speaking the word and the blessing over your life right now. See, if you receive it, someone type, I receive it, it is so. See, if you are ready to be out of debt, if you are ready to be able to be in a position to be blessed, to be a blessing, if you're ready for that, then you, high glory, go ahead and say, I receive it, it is so. Now listen, how do we do this? It's by you following the instructions of the word, okay? It's simple. He says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Genesis 8:22. Seed time is the period of planting seed and investing consistently. Harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from your seed sowing. I believe as the prophet of this house that this is good ground. We are good ground. And this ground, when you plant seed into it, causes you to get a return and harvest in your spirit, soul, body, and financial areas of your life. Okay? Now, how do we do this? Okay? You do it by sowing seed. You can sow it into the ministry using the website at www.restoredministriesint.org. We have the PayPal link there. If you have a PayPal account and just want to use PayPal, use our Restored MININTL. Or if you want to go from your account straight into the ministry account, you can use our Zelle, our ministry Gmail at restoredMININTL@gmail.com. Okay. Now, if you're saying, hey, I have a consistent lifestyle of doing that and you want to take it to another level. Now the word says, according to Ezekiel 44, verse 30, he says, and the first of all your first fruits of all things of every oblation or teruma, the word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma, and every sort of your teruma shall be the priest. You shall also give unto the priest the first of all your dough, that he may declare, prophesy, cause the blessing to rest in thine house. See, when God created the heaven and earth, the word spoke. So likewise, we as the priests and prophets, when you sow directly into the hand of the prophet, now we speak, declare, and prophesy that the blessing remain in you, on you, and in your house. You can do that by using my Cash App at $ProphetBrian2023, or my Zelle is right there at michael@rtuproductions.com, or my PayPal at PastorMichaelDBrian@gmail.com. See, when you use these things, and now you give God something to prove by saying, you put it in the hand of the priest. Now I'm going to overflow in your life. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you that as your sons and daughters sow seed, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. As they sow the teruma, I declare and decree that they are blessed beyond measure. They're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Everywhere the soles of their feet shall step upon is blessed, and it is theirs. And I count it so in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the broadcast this week. Hallelujah. Be blessed.